born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz coming to you this Tuesday evening. Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kyle Malin, who's news editor of the MIRS newsletter, M-I-R-S newsletter. Good evening, Kyle. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
A busy day at the Capitol today.
Yeah, it was.
I'm watching things come that you're emailing me from news alerts from MIRS, and kind of an exciting time. It looks like four of the budgets are passed out of the Senate so far.
Yeah, the Senate has begun taking up bills already today to try and move the budget through the chamber. Meanwhile, the House has got bills in its Appropriations Committee, and those are moving right now as well. They moved two budget bills already today. So the process is moving along very quickly, and it looks like it's very possible that Snyder's goal of getting the budget done by May 31st may actually happen.
That was my next question to you, because it's been talked about, and I've heard you on the Tony Conley Morning Show talking as well, and all along with legislators, can this really happen? And it's starting to look like they're serious about it happening.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You know, initially when he suggested that, I think there were a lot of eye rolls here in the Capitol, because we're used to taking this thing right down to October 1, which is the beginning of the next fiscal year. We've had two mini shutdowns, meaning that the clock expired, and the budget talks and the finalization of the budget went over October 1. And so there was a lot of skepticism that this could be done. But, you know, when the Republicans control both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office, I think negotiations can go a lot smoother.
Well, and I'm reading the last couple of breaking news things that came across, emailed me from MERS, talked about the Democrats introducing a constitutional amendment protecting school funding. This was talked about a little while ago, and it looks like Senator Gretchen Whitmer and Rep. Lisa Brown are both introducing legislation. They're real concerned about education.
I think if there's one part of the budget that has been the most controversial, I think it has been the cuts to education. I think those are the things that is the cut that has stuck with the Republican lawmakers more than any of the others. You know, we've had a lot of cuts to revenue sharing to cities and local governments and also to the universities. But it's the $470 per pupil cut to education, then also cuts the categoricals, that I think has really gotten the legislators a little bit more riled than you would expect. Senator Roger Kahn, who is the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, told me last week that they may actually have $500 million more than they expected when they do their number estimates next month. Now, if they end up having that extra money, it seems like the wave is going toward using that money for education. Now, they may not. I mean, maybe they'll use it for a rainy day fund or something of that nature. But there's a lot of heat being felt by the Republicans back in their districts that, hey, we can't take any more of these cuts. The classrooms can't get any bigger. And, it's going to make for a very inconducive learning environment for our kids.
Well, my next direction to head was that $500 million. And I guess my question to you was, would that be a game changer?
Well, it would certainly help a lot. I mean, when you're talking about the cut to education, I mean, you're almost, you're taking a good chunk out of that. And while it wouldn't eliminate the need for the cut altogether, it would significantly reduce it. And so I don't know if you can call it a game changer, but I think that it's very significant in the amount of money that they would have to take out of schools.
And I'm not meaning to focus on Senator Whitmer, but some interesting things also happened today. Kind of a change in direction a little bit. Senator Whitmer said that she wanted folks to know that they were Republican budgets that were coming out and the public should see what they're putting forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of an interesting way of stating what's happening on the floor.
Yeah, it is, you know, because traditionally the Democrats just put up various amendments that represent their priorities, reinstating funding for this or reinstating funding for that. And then they take votes on it and they lose, and, you know, then we go on to the next one, and then they lose and they go on to the next one. Now they're taking a kind of a different approach where they're more just standing on the principles and saying, hey, listen, we just oppose these budgets just unilaterally. And these are budgets that are being passed by Republicans without bipartisan support. Gretchen Whitmer said yesterday, it was kind of a change of pace, she said, now this is an interesting idea. If you guys don't cut education, if you vow not to cut education this year, I'll vote for every one of your other budgets, all your other cuts for corrections, Department of Human Services, all these different cuts. I'll go ahead and vote for them as long as you preserve education. So, as far as we know right now, the Republicans haven't taken the bait.
I was going to say, I had not heard that statement. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, and I think that just speaks to how strongly she feels about it, and whether that's something that they're even willing to do at this point, it doesn't appear to be so, because part of the reason why there are cuts to education is Governor Rick Snyder has said that he wants the quote-unquote shared sacrifice, and along with that is a desire on his part to try and get compensation for public employees and what he thinks is in line with the private sector. To do that, you kind of need to force the issue by cutting education and making local school districts go to the bargaining table with their teachers and say, hey, listen, you got to contribute to health care if you don't already. I mean, some districts they do, but by and large, what he wants to do is make it more uniform. Say, hey, you're not contributing, let's say, 20% to your health care. You're going to have to start doing that right now. If you're not consolidating with an ISD for transportation, food services, we want you to do that. So he's pushing the changes with the cuts, and that's why I don't think that the cuts will be completely wiped out.
Is education one of the biggest sticking points for folks, if not the?
I think it is the biggest sticking point right now, because there's so many different caveats to it. I mean, how deep of the cut do you want to make it? The per pupil foundation grant, the grant that's given to each school district per student. Do you take it by the categoricals, which are kind of special pots of money that each school district gets based on how many poor kids you have in your school district, how many Spanish-speaking students you would have in your district. You know, there's very different little pots that you get on that. Do you cut it that way? How much money do you take out of the school aid fund? You know, there's just so many different variables, and that's why it's the most difficult, because it could go in a lot of different directions.
Well, and that's one so many people can attach to. So many of the citizens of Michigan go, wait a minute, this, even if I don't have someone in school right now, this affects my property values as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, is it inconsistent with the message that Governor Snyder is proclaiming about trying to make Michigan, rebound Michigan, try and bring Michigan back, trying to reinvent Michigan? Now, can we reinvent Michigan by cutting schools? Tomorrow he's going to be giving his special message to the legislature on education. You know, where do we go forward with education when we're cutting education? And can we expect better schools when the schools are getting less? I think those are questions that are going to be asked as he gives out his kind of vision for where he sees education going.
Do you have any heads up on what that speech will entail?
Well, I think he's going to touch on more collaboration and maybe some type of incentive program to get school districts to consolidate resources, maybe consolidate districts, but he hasn't really talked specifically about that. He's kind of focused more on the services angle of it. I think he's going to touch on some type of teacher tenure reform, not an elimination of tenure itself, but some way to make it easier for school districts to discharge teachers who are ineffective in the classroom. I think that will be a big fight. We're already seeing that in the House Education Committee. There was some testimony today on that. So I see those as being very big parts of the speech tomorrow.
Yeah, I have Representative McGregor on my show tomorrow talking about the teacher tenure bill, so I think that's probably what you were alluding to just now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There was some testimony today in the Education Committee that it's almost impossible to get rid of a teacher through the teacher tenure law. The process just goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, you have to go in front of a board that may or may not agree with the school district. And the board has no appeals process. Once the board has made the decision, you can't take it to the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. It's very hard to appeal. So there's some changes I think the Republicans want to make, just trying to make things easier for school districts and hopefully cut costs.
It certainly would be. The budget process continues through the House and through the Senate tomorrow. They're just back at it at work again?
Yeah, if the Senate got through, we did the breaking news alert about four budgets. I believe they did a couple more. I haven't checked in with my reporter recently to double check that, but they have adjourned, and they'll be back at it on Wednesday. If they have to finish on Thursday, then they will. In the House, it's in the Appropriations Committee process. They'll be taking up a couple more bills tomorrow. There are two different processes kind of going on. The Senate is doing each department budget by budget, which is how it's traditionally done. The House is kind of taking a different approach. They're grouping various budgets together based on Rick Snyder's kind of his executive strategy there in his department makeup, where he's got six different little pods. And so they've got corrections and state police and various other budgets grouped together. So the House is doing it that way. They'll work it out during their negotiations next week or the week after.
Well, and every topic that you mentioned, corrections and police, they're all hot-button topics. I mean, nothing is not in the hot seat this year.
No, every budget has some type of cut, except for community colleges. Now, Rick Snyder proposed no cuts to community colleges, but that didn't make it through the legislature that way. Each chamber has suggested a different cut to community colleges. Now, Snyder didn't touch that because he claimed that because of declining property values and because community colleges get a lot of their revenue and their operating revenue from property taxes still, that they're actually already taking a loss because of the loss in property value. So he didn't touch them. But the legislature said, hey, we need to continue to spread these cuts across the board, and we need to find some additional savings. So unfortunately for community colleges, you guys are going to get nicked too. We'll see if those cuts stand the test of time here too.
Well, anything else in particular we need to be watching for in the next couple of days? Just keep the MERS newsletter at hand, and we'll have it all, right?
Yeah, you know, there's so many different committees going on right now that are putting out different plans. I think you got to watch out for tax policy tomorrow. The House Tax Policy Committee is likely going to move a bill that represents Governor Snyder's Michigan business tax rewrite to the corporate income tax. And, of course, that includes the plan to eliminate the income tax exemption on pensions, the so-called pension tax. So that may be moving out of committee. That would be the first movement we've seen in the legislature on that plan. That would be a significant news. And another sign that the budget process is moving along.
Well, and that is going to be a big one, that's for sure. There were several crowds at the Capitol over that. So,
yeah, and we're probably not done with them either, Cheryl.
I'm sure we are not, as you weave your way through them on a daily basis. Kyle, I appreciate your time and your perspective so much. Your knowledge on this is bar none. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. No problem. Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Kyle Malin, news editor of the MERS newsletter. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.